Today's Shir Simen Mem Zayin, Se'if Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, and Yud Dalet. Se'if Yud Beis. Af im lamed balayla, even if a person learns at night, halayla holeich achar hayom she'avar, the night follows the previous day, ve'netzerach lachzer ulevarech kol zeman shlo yashen, and there's no need to make a new brach as long as he doesn't go to sleep. So even though we say the birchas ha'tayrah in the morning, the night follows the morning, and the brachas go straight through to the evening until he goes to bed. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chav Vav Balayla. What's the law meaning to say? Va'afilu l'lamad b'yom klal. Even if he didn't learn during the daytime at all, he says birchas ha'tayrah in the morning. He didn't get to learn during the morning. He only gets to learn at night. That's fine. Sif Katan Chav Zayin She'avar. The night follows the day that passed. Because as long as he's awake, mutal alav lilmoid kozman sheyesh lo penai. It's required of him to learn as long as he has time to learn. The fact that there was an interruption and he was busy with other things during the day is not considered an interruption as far as the bracha of Birchas HaTorah is concerned. Sifkaten chav ches shelo yoshein, as long as he doesn't sleep. What's the law meaning to say? Shenas keva. This is referring not to a nap, but a regular set sleep. Am yashen shenas keva mitaso afila betchilas alayla choshev hefsek. But as soon as he sleeps a set sleep on his bed for a half hour, 35 minutes, even if it's the beginning of the night, that's already considered an interruption. Vafilo hayesh oyim shebesif yur alf mod bezeh. Even the yesh oyim and sif yur alf that said that a set sleep during the daytime is not considered a hafsik, since it's the evening, it would be considered a hafsik. If he was up all night, there are those who say that he does not have to say Birchas HaTorah the following morning. Others say that he does have to say Birchas HaTorah the following morning. Because the Chachamim instituted the Birchas HaTorah to be said on a daily basis, no different than the other Birchas HaShachar. Usafi brachas lehaka, but because it's a machlekes, we follow the rule that when there's a doubt, we don't make the bracha. Ach, im efshalo, but if it's possible for him, yira l'shmaya Birchas HaTorah me'acher, he should see to it to listen to Birchas HaTorah that someone else says the following morning, ve'yayim lo, and tell him, she'chav in lehotziu ba'brachas, to have in mind to be yotze him with the brachas. For who yichavein, let's say suyana amen, and he will have a mind to be yotze, and he will answer amen. For yomer achakach eze psukim, and then as soon as he finishes listening to Birchas HaTorah, he will say psukim, kedei sheinechshav lo b'makom limud, which will be in the place of limud, like the Birchas Kahanim that we say every morning. O yichavein, let's say b'virchas av rabba. Or another alternative, if there's no one to say Birchas HaTorah for him, he could have in mind to be yotze with the bracha of Ava Rabba, the yilmud takeif ma'at achar she'yisayim tefilaso, and then he would learn a little bit as soon as he finishes his davening. V'im ha'yi yoshein b'yom shnas keval mitaso, and if he slept during the daytime a set sleep on his bed, u'balayla shela achar v'yaneir kolalayla, the following night he was up all night, pasik ha'goyin b'kiva eger paskin, the bezed, that in this case, that everyone would agree that the following morning he should say Birchas HaTorah. Vein Birchas Avos Olam Shel Avos Poteres Im Lo Lamed Miyad Achar Tefilah, and the fact that he said Avos Olam by Birchas Kriyas Shma of Maariv would not exempt him from Birchas HaTorah if he didn't learn right afterwards. But if he did learn right after Maariv, and he had in mind for Avos Olam to part to the best Torah, then he wouldn't say the Birchas HaTorah the following morning because he was yotze with the Birchas HaTorah of Avos Olam. Se'if Yud Gimel. Hamashkim Koidim Or Hayom Lilmoid. If a person wakes up in the middle of the night to learn, it's not yet morning, Mevarach Birchas HaTorah, he should say Birchas HaTorah. Ve'enot Tzarech Lachs or Levarach Kashiyach HaBes HaKnesses, and he would not repeat Birchas HaTorah when he goes to shul. Hamashkim koidim or hayoyim, mevar kol seidu habrochas, chutz mi birchas anoyis na sef evina, u parashas hatamid. If a person wakes up before daylight and he's going to say the brachas, he could say all of the brachas of Shachar with the exception of the bracha of Hanois Nasech Vina and the parsha of the Tamid. Ayin le'el Siman Aleph Sivov, we mentioned that before in Siman Aleph Sivov. Sheyamtin mila amra ad sheyir hayom, he should wait to say it until dawn, until the day gets light. And the chatchila, one should wash his hands before he says the brachas to learn. But if there is no water available, he can learn without washing his hands and say the brachas without washing his hands. Come on, b'shar brachas, like any other bracha, that he could say before washing his hands, as you said before in Sim Mevav. And we learned that at least he should clean his hands and rub his hands on anything available, even if there is no water available. If he wakes up and it's still dark outside, it's before daylight, and he's going to learn, he should say Birchas HaTorah. And even if afterwards he goes back to sleep, and he sleeps a set sleep on his bed before daylight, or during the day, Ein Sarach Lachzor Levarach, he would not be required to make another Birchas HaTorah after he gets up a second time. Because the assumption is that the person who says the bracha has in mind that the bracha would extend all the way until he goes to sleep the following night. This is, of course, the opinion of the Yesh Omim Sifir Aleph, that when a person has a set sleep during the daytime, he does not make a new Birchas HaTorah afterwards. But based on what we wrote there, the af b'shnas kevah b'yom ha-mavarach lo hifsid, that even if he takes a solid sleep, a set sleep during the daytime, and he says birchas ha-teira, he doesn't lose out. Koshkein b'zeh, certainly in this case, shahayu yashin shnas kevah koydom ha-hayom, when he sleeps a set sleep and it's not yet daylight, the mavarach lo hifsid, we would apply this idea that if he makes the bracha, he doesn't lose out. Sivkan lamed koydom ha-hayom, before daylight, he can say all the brachas. Even if he gets up after chatzos at night, for whatever purpose, and he has in mind to go back to sleep, a regular sleep afterwards, he can still say all the brachas hashachar, and then he would not have to say them again when he gets up in the morning. Levad, with the exception of Birchas Alekai Neshama Yom B'lo Chasima, he should say that Alekai Neshama without the conclusion. VaHamavreshena Yom Arbli Eskaras Hashem, and Mavreshena he would say without mentioning Hashem's name. VaAchakash Yokum Abokar, and then when he gets up in the morning, Yomer Osan BaAskaras Hashem Machs Karoy, that he would say the Birchas Alekai Neshama and Mavreshena properly with Shem Umachus. VaAyin BeBer Halacha, look in the Ber Halacha. Be'alocha writes that b'di'evet, if he did say l'kain Hashama and ma'avir shena properly with the Shema Machos the first time around, that it's a machlokes ha'poskim if he's yetzer, and we're going to say that Sefer Brachos HaHakel is not going to repeat the brachos again later. Se'if katan lamed aleph bina, we don't say the bracha nos and sefer vina when it's still dark outside. The Achronim agree that even this bracha can be said before daylight. But others say that lechatchila he should be careful not to say it before daylight, unless he actually heard the rooster or crow. But b'di'evid, even if he doesn't hear the rooster, he would be yotza by saying the bracha even before dawn. V'davka sheberchos mechatzos lail ve'elch, provided that he said the bracha after chatzos, in the middle of the night. Aval koydem chatzos, but if it's not even chatzos lail, afilu b'di'evid yachsev yivarach, even if b'di'evid he said the bracha, it wouldn't work, you'd have to say the bracha again later. V'afilu im shama kal tanagol, even if you heard the tanagol before chatzos. V'ayim ber halacha, look in the ber halacha. Sivkar nama beis. Uparshas Tatamid, he shouldn't say Parshas Tatamid before daylight either. But Kol Mishnayos HaKabanos Achara, and all the Mishnayos of the Kabanos that we say after Parshas Tatamid, the Ezim Mekoyman, kihim b'mekom hakavasan, they are in place of bringing the korbanos. Vein hakavasan ela b'yom, korbanos are only brought during daytime, so that also should only be said by daytime and should not be said at night. The notes on the side point out that if he will not have time to say them after daylight, he could say them even at night. Sifkaton lamegimel lomod ulevarech. So if a person gets up and there's no water to wash his hands, he should still say the brachas and learn Torah. V'yikanechado b'chol midi demenake. He should clean his hands on whatever is available to clean his hands. So he shouldn't be mevato learning because there's no water. So what he has to do is clean his hands on anything available, even though there's no water, and then he'll say birchas haTorah, and then he would learn. So if yudalid, nashim mevarchos birchas haTorah, women say birchas haTorah, and the Mishnah Berurah says, sekan lamadal mevarchos hatam, ayin ber halacha. The reason, look in ber halacha. We look in ber halacha, divimaschal nashim bechulu, hatam, the reason why women say birchas haTorah, the chayavos lilmud hadinim shalahem, because they are obligated to learn the laws relevant to them. V'od, and in addition, the chayeves lo parshas hakabanos kama shechayeves v'tfila. Women have to say the kabanos the way they have to daven. Im kein kaya bracha al zeh. If so, the bracha goes on the parsha kabanos as well. Beis Yosef, Magen Avraham. This is the sheet of the Beis Yosef. Well, fizeh atam, according to this reason, yichoylo lehoitzi bevirch zatera es ha'ish. A woman would be able to say bevirch zatera for a man. V'chein kasev pi megadim behedim pi megadim says this straight out. V'agor be'uro choylik al zeh atam, but the Vilna Gaon in his commentary disagrees with this. Ayin sham, look there. El atam nevarchus hu, so what's the reason that women say birchas haTorah? Da'af te petiri mi Torah, even though they're exempt from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, mikamal k'michos nevarch v'lom v'tzivanu, they could still say the bracha. And they could still say Hashem k'shan etzav v'tzivanu. The logaria mikol mitzvahs essay shesman grama, no different than any mitzvahs essay that's time bound. The kaimon that we hold yichos devar chaleim, that she can make the bracha on them kidael b'simin yud zayin sif beis ayin sham, like we learn in simin yud zayin. Well, if he's according to this, a nichoylos lahotzi seish, a woman could not say the birchas haTorah for men. This is a machlekes. The Rama says that women will say a bracha on a mitzvah essay shesman grama. The Mechaba holds that women would not make a bracha mitzvah on grama. So the Beis Yosef says the reason why women say birchas haTorah is because there's parts of Torah they have to learn themselves, or because of kabbanos. But the Vilna Gaon points out that the way we learn, the way we hold, that women can say a bracha on mitzvah cessation on grama, we could say the same thing here, that even though birchas haTorah is for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah and women are exempt from Talmud Torah, they can make the bracha no different than the bracha they make on lulav and in Shiva Sukkah and so on. The Be'er Locha concludes, V'katun shegiyah l'chinuch, a child whose chinuch age, B'vadai eino yochel lohoitzi esagadol b'birchas haTorah, he certainly cannot say b'birchas haTorah for an adult, if he mashes seivim habi poskim, according to what many poskim hold, the b'birchas haTorah have him in a Torah, that the mitzvah b'birchas haTorah is mitzvah d'iraisa, v'chikos v'migadim, v'migadim writes this as well, since b'birchas haTorah is mitzvah d'iraisa, according to many poskim, a child cannot be motzi an adult with b'birchas haTorah.